Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is the look on women's faces when they don't have any source of income but they're always traveling. Remember guys that all those solo travel pics are taken by the simp paying for it. Either that or the sheikh in Abu Dhabi that does a doo-doo on her head. Most of the women that do this, when you ask them how they paid for their trip, they usually say they wait tables or worked as bartenders in third world countries. I never bought that explanation either. Up next, what is even the point of hiring female secret service agents like this one? Is it to publicly demoralize men who were turned down for this position in the name of diversity? Maybe the Secret Service needs to have a not-so-secret pleasure platoon. Who is Miss 5'3 with an attitude here going to protect and give up her life for? She's not stopping a bullet, even if she tried it would actually blow right through her. Number 3, Osmond Gold hasn't been on YouTube after a month after his father passed away. Meanwhile, Erica Kirk, 2 weeks after Charlie was ended, is seen smiling as she's taken over his company. I know I've shared this one before, but I'm just trying to show everyone that women sure get over men fast now, don't they? Don't blame them. It's just evolution. If they didn't find a fast mate replacement, they would perish in prehistoric times. Imagine how Osmond Gold would feel if he had a wife and she died. Moving on, this woman is asking some guy if he wants to date or hook up. He says he's looking to abolish the Federal Reserve. She gets back to him and says she broke up with her boyfriend and wants to have some fun. He then asks how much fun can we have with the Federal Reserve when it's printing away our purchasing power. She thinks he's hot and he could say the nerdiest of loser things and she'd still bang him. Gentlemen, this is what women refer to as a hot nerd. Number 5, I thought this would happen in the next 2 years, but it's faster than that. Here we have the world's first virtual actress, Tilly Norwood. Multiple talent agencies are looking to sign her or it, and soon films will be made without actors, and I just can't wait for Hollywood to finally die. This is predicted in the film Simone, with Al Pacino 25 years ago, and now it's reality. It was a terrible film, but look who's having the last laugh now. Up next in Switzerland, there are movie theaters where you can actually book a double bed instead of a seat. Someone asked, why is there clapping? The movie isn't even over yet. Well, probably because a couple in row 4 are smashing each other and stealing the show. Notice that the beds don't even come with big blankets because they know that people would be down to F. You also wouldn't want to be the guy cleaning the sheets after every show. This is desperation on the part of movie theaters to get people to come in. Number 7, someone says it looks like this whale shark is learning to steal food from fishnets. And Lumi says, what do you mean they're stealing? That's their food. We're overfishing the oceans and ecosystems are collapsing. And this whale shark is smart and fighting for survival. If anything, we're the ones stealing by overfishing those oceans. This is basically a tea bag for whale sharks. They're all gathered there for him perfectly in a tiny little package. Moving on, someone says they made the softest pants in the world. Someone is relieved because they say that they thought that Winnie the Pooh had an OnlyFans. To that, all I have to say is, don't give people any ideas. You know that if they hire a stunt cock, those are going to be some of the softest back shots ever. Forget about Winnie the Pooh. After seeing this, you want to go up Winnie Here's Poop Shoot. Either that or nickname her Winnie the Cooch if you prefer the other opening. Number 9, what the hell happened to her with those stains on her arms? I guess Natto here is right that that's why you call it Pittsburgh. She seriously needs to change her shirt and take a shower. Oh no, look, it's dark sweat on a beautiful woman. Oh, the humanity. But seriously, if she wants to wear white and sweat up a storm, the least she can do is wear some antiperspirant. Back in the day, bankers used to work in Pittsburgh, and they had 2 shirts they wore. One at the office and the other one to and from work. Because burning coal would turn their white shirts black. Moving on, Sacha Baron Cohen, age 53, moves on from Isla Fisher's divorce. With a 27-year-old OF model. And all the women on the internet lose their minds, because they too know that many men can replace them with a younger model. Women hate the fact that their value in the sexual marketplace goes down with time. While a man's goes up, the more money he makes. Not to mention Sacha Baron Cohen is something that most men don't have. An insanely high sense of humor. As well as his large Borat harem. Number 11, women want men to stop body shaming them for being fat or unattractive. Yet the same women will shame men for the size of their harem. Did you know that the average penis size in Indian men is only 3.4 inches? In Serbia, they serve small pork sausages called chevaps, and they're about that same size. Maybe instead of calling Indians jeets, we can start calling them chevaps. As for women shaming men but wanting us to stop shaming them, maybe they need to learn to practice what they preach. Moving on, the latest study now says that red meat is not a health risk. Yes, and this news is probably brought to you by the big beef business. Red meat is inflammatory and inflation is a silent killer. But eating beef is still better for you than eating carbs. Eating beef with the proper omega-3, omega-6 ratio, that's from beef that's organic and grass-fed, is good. It's almost like the medical industry wants you to pick between carbs and red meat, which are both inflammatory and bad for your health. I don't eat either unless for special occasions. Number 13, this guy says that people are richer than me, and therefore I'm entitled to rob and abuse them. This is what happens when wealth inequality in your society is too great. Turd-flinging monkey thinks I'm wrong and says that the real problem is a lack of economic mobility. People aren't mad at the rich. They're mad at the rich because they will never be rich. It's like that line from Fight Club where Tyler Durden says that men are figuring out that they won't be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. As long as guys think they have a chance, they'll be okay and they won't revolt. Optics Banda says that a real man pays a woman's rent without having his name on the lease or even the key. Someone says this is a red flag when women shame guys using the term real men. What kind of a simp do you have to be to pay for a woman's apartment and not even have a key to it? How do you know she's not banging some Chad Ronan in the place while you're not there? Do women really think that guys are gullible and falling for this? Number 15, is it true that men find women more attractive with less makeup? That's true for me. Less makeup, but if they have no makeup, I don't find them all that attractive at all. Less, not none. It needs to be somewhere in the middle. It's the overuse of makeup that's the real problem. It makes them look like clowns. They need to wear less clothing too, it seems. But forget about trying to control how much clothing and makeup women wear. Let's start with less lip fillers and tattoos first. Moving on, remember everyone that this was built with no AI, internet, computers, electricity, etc. Isn't it remarkable what bored, illiterate people will build when they don't have anything else to do except maybe farm so they survive the winter? My favorite cathedral has to be the Lincoln Cathedral in the UK. The three towers with their spires look like they're otherworldly architecture. I built and designed a cathedral out of Lego, and while their design looks impressive, it's not once you study architecture. Number 17, Muslim members in Greta's flotilla started quitting over all the alphabet people inclusion. Gee, who would have thought that that would happen? I guess they need to be happy they weren't thrown overboard in the middle of the night as shark bait. But what about my peace and tolerance? Western liberals are clueless when it comes to Muslims. They think they can change them and turn them into liberals. The left thinks that their ideology will change Islam. That's probably what the Soviets thought when they invaded Afghanistan, and just look how well that turned out. Optics, here are all the countries that corn is banned in. In China, they just expect you to use a brothel instead and support their local working girls too. It's mostly banned in Muslim countries because they want their people to go out and grow the population. Kuwait, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Iran, and many other Muslim countries are now well below replacement. It's only a matter of time before Islam sees negative fertility rates when it comes to their replacement numbers. Number 19, does anyone remember when a bunch of illegals were shipped to Martha's Vineyard and the people there called the National Guard to remove them in only 24 hours with no due process? I remember. Looks like the wealthy thought they were safe on their little island from all the enrichment they were dumping on everyone else. Funny how the liberal elite don't like the taste of their own medicine. Unfortunately, most people forgot this happened too quickly. Moving on, why is it that you're sleeping in at home at 9 a.m., but you're perfectly fine happily getting up at 7 a.m. at hotels? Two words. Continental breakfast. You think it's free, but the joke's on you. Because you pay $200 to stay the night in that room for 12 hours, so you could eventually get a $3 breakfast. Plus, by the time you usually get up to get that meal, the good stuff is usually gone. Like the waffles, yogurt, and muffins. All that's left is stale cereal and old bananas. Number 21, this doctor in Canada euthanized 400 people and says that poor housing is a good enough reason to end them. Oh no, Canada, are you saying that some people are too broke to be alive? Well, they'll end you in this country for less. Like having a paper cutter because it's just a rainy day. Also, I need a name here because I want to see if my theory about her is correct. Then again, I don't think I even need that name. I recognize those facial features perfectly. Up next, life doesn't get easier, but you just get stronger. That is, until you finally reach your breaking point. If you've never been close to that, then you don't know yet. Some health battles cannot be fought and won. But if you face some tough battles and won, then congratulations. Especially if they've seemed hopeless, because now you can hang your head up proudly as a survivor. 2025 has been one such year for me. I felt hopeless multiple times, but I'm pulling through the pain. Number 23, here's the look on the realtors' and lenders' faces when potential homebuyers are waiting for the interest rates to hit 3%. Yeah, it's not going to happen, and not because the Federal Reserve won't lower the rates, but because it's the bond market that sets the rate, and that's all dependent on how well U.S. Treasuries sell to foreign governments and corporations. Considering U.S. debt is getting unmanageable, the sales have been going poorly. Moving on, what would you do if you could get your hands on Jessica Biel back in 2003, when she did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre film? Would you massacre her with your swing swing? I still can't believe it's been 22 years. The best part of the film is that she's braless for the whole thing, or so it seems. The film is one of the old school remakes that's actually good as well. Unlike the Psycho remake with Vince Vaughn, where he plays both Norman Bates and his mother. Number 25 in the last one, looks like they grow up so fast. And no, I'm not referring to Greta here. Admit it though, you'd put a Palestinian flag over her head and then take her and do her for your country. Obviously both photos are fake, but what I'm really wondering about is why guys are turned on enough to do this to her image. Do they have some sort of Downey light fetish that they want to share with everyone? Pictures like this are a real mystery to me. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.